Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proved, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Sashi Pereira.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Do you remember your score last time?
No, I don't think I did very well.
Oh, I thought you might have done quite well.
No, people assume that I will do well, but I won't.
Because I assume everyone who works for the government is...
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're brown and a lawyer.
Supreme smart.
Yeah, they're like, you're smart. I'm actually quite dumb.
Well, then lucky that we have a brains trust to help you out at this quiz. And let's meet them now. First of all, do you have much to do with real estate agents?
No. When I rented, yes, they were all horrible. Mm-hmm. Not a huge fan.
Well, let's see if that rings true. Today we have real estate agent Swamp Sally.
Hello. It is an absolute pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. Swamp Sally.
Yes.
Yeah, first name Swamp, or is that an adjective?
No, they just call me that because, of course, I live in the swamp.
Oh, you live in a swamp?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it there. You got to come see it.
Do you sell trade property in swamp?
I do.
Oh, so you're big on the swamp. You live there. I work there.
I hustle there. I live and I breathe swamp. I have gills.
Wow. What is it about? You have gills?
Yeah.
What is it about the swamp that attracts you so much?
I love the wetness.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would help with the gills because you sort of, I assume you breathe wet through the gills.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
I breathe wet through the gills. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they say about me. That old swamp Sally, she breathes wet through the gills. And what they mean is I'm a hustler.
Yeah. Now, like everyone assumes brown lawyer smart.
Yes.
Does everyone assume swamp real estate agent smart?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they are absolutely right.
Oh, I'm very excited to work with you, Swamp Sally.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Are you in the market right now?
Not for a swamp place, but thank you.
I can work outside of the swamp as well.
You?
Yeah, I have colleagues who are in...
Off swamp.
Off swamp. I have rivers. I have creeks.
Cool. So basically anywhere your gills can take you is...
I will go there.
On the market.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, we also have on the Brains Trust, not just Swamp Sally, but unfortunately they're not here yet, but it's Sandy DeLay, PhD student in lateness at Swinburne University. So they're living up to their name to begin with, but hopefully at any moment, Sandy DeLay will arrive and
shoot through the door, help me
and
with
join us. But are you okay to start with just one member of the Brains Trust?
Yeah, let's go. Swamp Sally, you got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got this.
That's
luckily,
what I
you're
say.
Renowned for being smart.
Yes, exactly. And every morning I say that. I say, let's go, Swamp Sally. I say, you got this.
Smart Swamp Sally.
Smart. I say it three times because
because if you say it three times, smartness just arrives.
It appears. You have to look in the mirror. You say smart. And it comes. That's how I got my gills.
Oh, you said gills?
Yeah.
Question number one. Which country's current capital is an anagram of its former capital? Swamp Sally, have you traveled much? Have you got out of the swamp very much? I mean, beyond the river?
You know, in my gap year, I did go into the ocean and I saw many rivers and seas and, you know, swampy little rock pools. I don't know any major cities at all.
I turned to Sandy Delay, but still not here.
Still delayed, true to form.
Yeah. Well, I guess what are the countries that have had a change?
The only anagram I can think of is like Tokyo and Kyoto. They're a cool switcheroo.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. Yeah.
That's really smart. You're so smart.
Yes.
You should say that in front of the mirror.
Smart.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Let's see if it worked for question two. What chocolate bar was named after the founding family's favorite horse?
Oh, that is so specific.
The questions are better now, aren't they? What chocolate bar?
All right. Okay. How many horse chocolates do we know?
Was named after the founding family's favorite horse.
That's so many F's in a row.
Okay, so like a Whitaker's. Or like a Cadbury or like a Mars. Like what? Mars is like, that's not it. Yeah. It's not a Mars.
You didn't hear of the Mars family.
No, but also like you wouldn't call your horse Mars. Wait, is it the favorite chocolate of the horse?
Well, it's what chocolate bar was named after the founding family's favorite horse. So I guess Mars is like a chocolate company, not just a bar.
Yeah. So we're not going to go for that. I think maybe Curly Whirly.
Oh, you reckon a horse called Curly Whirly?
I think that's a great name for a horse.
Yeah. And how else would you come up with that?
I think it's Curly.
Yeah. Oh, it is Curly and it is Whirly. I want to retract. Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it absolutely is. Could it be Chomp?
Could be Chomp.
Chomp's a good horse name. Mm-hmm.
Or could it be, oh my God, who is this?
Oh my Sandy God.
Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, thank you so much for, being here, Sandy. Now, what do we got here? A 9-minute delay.
Yeah.
Was nailed that it. The delay you were going for?
Yeah, it's like, because people always say they're going to be 10 minutes late, but it's never spot on 10. Mm. So I think to really intentionally. Sorry, there's so many fucking stairs in this building, can I say? It's so inaccessible. Anyway. So to intentionally subvert the expectation, this lie that society has, which sort of my doctorate's kind of like interrogating the modality of what is lateness or whatever, to sort of specifically be 9 minutes late, I think. And I mean, unless you actually, if you look at the podcast on your app and you see that I didn't arrive 9 minutes in, you know that Kyron's cutting stuff out of the pot. You know that someone's joke flopped or they're like, oh wait, no, can I, this character's actually, can I reset and go something?
Yeah. And also, I think if you're 10 minutes late, you're kind of on time, aren't you? Because that's like, that's the expectation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To arrive. Societally. To arrive 10 minutes late.
But I would never be late to a swamp inspection. Let me just say that. Mm. For my clients out there, I will be there on time.
Yes, Sandy, Swamp Sally.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. My name is Sally.
Amazing. My name's Sandy Delay.
That's
Sandy Delay. Wait. It's funny out loud, isn't it? So what's your whole deal? You're a swamp. That's peculiar.
I don't understand. But thank you so much. Thank
Amazing.
You. Yeah, I'm rare. I'm a rare beauty.
That's an interesting fact. But unfortunately, the question is, what chocolate bar was named after the founding family's favorite horse? What chocolate bar was named after the founding family's favorite horse? We were thinking of Chomp, maybe.
Yeah, maybe Chomp.
I think Chomp is great. I'm sure it's wrong. But I think it's a great answer.
You got a Kit Kat.
Picnic.
You got a Snickers.
Twix.
Oh, it could be Kit Kat.
You got Twix.
Reese's Pieces.
Pieces.
Twix sounds quite horsey.
Twix. It sounds like Winx, doesn't it? That iconic record.
Twinks. I've heard of this.
Twinks.
Yes. Yes.
Aaron, are you familiar with Twix?
I don't think it's not a chocolate bar. It's just a bar.
Absolutely. But still very gooey center in both.
Yeah, absolutely. And you regret it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. As we're finding out right now, booking me.
What do you reckon, Twix?
Yeah.
Twix? We didn't have a better...
No, there's nothing better. It's not going to be Chomp.
What's the best chocolate bar in the swamp?
Chomp.
Chomp?
Yeah.
Chomp?
All right, let's go Chomp. That sounds horsey. Let's go Chomp.
I'll put Chomp. Question number three. A well-known meme of Gordon Ramsay and Julie Chen features the phrase, idiot what?
Oh.
A well-known meme of Gordon Ramsay and Julie Chen, a chef? I don't know who Julie Chen is.
Yeah,
features the phrase, idiot what?
Well, see, this is the interesting thing about my field of study is I actually do know the answer, but if I said it right now, it would actually ruin our opportunity for play, you know. So lateness, a lot of people think of it as something that is detracting from experience, but actually if there is a particular moment, or in this case an answer to a question, which would be the button or the full stop at the end of this segment, actually being late saying it is...
Creates space.
And I love to create and hold space. Anyway, idiot sandwich. Sure.
Would you like to put sandwich?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Question five. Which African country's name is derived from a non-English word for prawn or shrimp? Ooh. I'm allergic to prawns.
Who are you?
Yeah. And so therefore I don't know.
That's the only reason. Otherwise, but you could name any other African nation off the top of your dome, right?
Yeah, as long as they're named after foods that I can eat.
Well, if you just list all of those, then by the process of elimination, we should be able to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I know all of the nations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're all really treading a line.
Oh, yeah. I know a lot about geography and countries.
Yeah, because you follow the waterways. So you've been up the Nile.
I've been up the Nile. I've been down the Nile. I've been under the Nile. I've been over the Nile. Me and the Nile, we've had
up the Nile. Who are we talking about? Harry Styles? They fucked. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I'm actually quite quick with the jokes. Someone whose whole thing has been late.
Quite late, yeah. That's right.
Do you know the answer again and you're just holding space?
I guess we'll find out. I'm going to be progressively later, and then it'll only after we stop recording that I'll be able to list all of them. But I know this.
Okay. You know. Okay.
I don't know this. I do not. I want to be really open and clear here. I do not know this.
If it's named after a prawn, like, would it be near a sea? Or like a river, coastal town?
Absolutely. Well, there's the... So what is the... Is that the Cape... The Ivory Coast? Is that a country?
Côte d'Ivoire.
The Ivory Coast. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it is a country.
But I guess that's named after an elephant's tooth and the word for being along the ocean.
And I know that because I can eat elephant.
Yeah.
So is Madagascar technically, would you consider that an African country?
Yeah, I think so. So I think that's in the east. So you've got like Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda. I have no idea. Genuinely have no idea.
Well, I guess at this point then it's just pick an African country.
Yeah. And what if they just wish they had prawns? So it's actually in Central Africa, nowhere near the sea.
True. It's just more of a desire.
Wow. Like we wish we had prawns.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like if Australia was called culture.
Yes. Pick any any country.
Yeah, pick any country.
New Zealand.
Yes.
Tangiers is fun.
All right, let's get that done. Okay, I don't know what that means.
Tangiers is fun as in you've been to Tangiers?
I've been to Tangiers, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and it's just a fun place?
It's a fun place. It's got a great...
When did you get there?
2 days from now.
Incredible.
Good stuff.
Yep.
A bit of late humour.
Question five. In Chumbawamba's 1970...
Oh, yeah, yes. I got this. All right, here we go.
In Chumbawamba's 1997 classic, Tub Thumping...
Yes.
What are the four types of drinks that he drinks?
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a vodka drink, I think. And he drinks...
A cider drink.
Mm. Yeah. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a cider drink. Maybe he doesn't drink a lager drink.
Maybe it's not a cider drink.
Whisker, lager.
No, I think cider's correct.
Yeah.
Vodka?
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a cider drink.
Oh, no.
Is it cider and lager?
Have we got the vodka and the lager mixed up?
Oh, cry for me, next door neighbor.
I'm just excited that Chumbawamba made it to the swamp.
Oh, yeah. They're actually from the swamp. Yeah.
You know, I could
tell
that.
They were very hometown proud. Yes, they came up. They started in the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah?
Yeah, this, yeah.
They came up through the swamp.
They came up through the swamp.
And so do they still live there now? Have they got property in the swamp?
They have property in the swamp, but I really don't think they can call themselves based there anymore, even though they do try. And I know that one of them was recently running for office, but they honestly don't spend enough time there. And I, you know, they're renting it out. And yeah.
Did you get them into the property market there?
Yes, I did sell them their properties, but I don't do the rentals. I didn't rent them out.
I'm higher class than that.
Oh yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not dealing. I'm in the swamp. I'm not dealing with the renters.
Yeah.
I'm too old. Thank you. Respect myself. A vodka drink. Whiskey and a vodka.
It takes a vodka drink. It takes a lager drink. It takes a cider drink.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Whiskey, vodka, lager, cider.
Yeah.
Question number 6. Which NBA Hall of Famer is the silhouette of the NBA logo?
Ooh.
Which NBA Hall of Famer is the silhouette of the NBA logo?
Is it Michael? Michael?
Careful. Careful.
Is it Michael?
It could be Jordan? Michael. Okay, Michael Jordan. Good. So you watch NBA in the swamp as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, mama. Yeah, I watch NBA in the swamp.
I thought it might have been hard to bounce the balls in the swamp.
Oh, no, I just watch it on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't watch it live. Yeah, I just watch it on the iPhone. Mm-hmm.
So what sports do, I can imagine sort of water polo meets resistance training being quite big in the sort of mud areas of a swamp.
But yeah.
Synchronized diving.
Yeah, like at the Olympics, what would you say swamp athletes sort of excel at?
Oh, discus.
Really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Surprising.
You practice throwing shells.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Shells or crabs. When they're sleeping, you have to get them when they're sleeping.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And you sort of, you cradle them for a little while, you know, where you rock back and forth, you prepare to throw them and they're asleep and they're just having a lovely day. You fling them and they wake up and they go, oh, Sally. And I say, oh, George, I'm sorry. I have to practice. They love it.
Do you want to put Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Is it Michael Jordan or Shaq?
His silhouette's definitely on all of those Nike shoes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't dispute your swamp basketball knowledge.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I sort of feel like if Michael Jordan is not the logo for NBA, who is?
Literally,
the
who?
Logo.
Bugs Bunny?
Or was Michael Jordan too late? Did they already have a logo?
I don't think they had basketball before
him. He hasn't come up in any of my literature, so I can't imagine him being late to it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been late to the logo.
I've done a lot of reading of iconic late figures in history.
Is there much to read in the late study?
There's heaps, actually. I've been putting it off for a while, but I'll get around to it.
Mm. Late George Warnow.
Absolutely.
Lived on High Street. Yep.
Yeah. The late Oscar Wilde.
Wilde.
The late Betty White as of this year.
Oh my God.
I guess every time someone dies, you get another plethora of work.
That must have been so good when she died for you because now you can study her. And she's so great.
I know. Well, I was sort of telling her, drink a bit more, do a bit more physical comedy, really push your heart to its limits. And I'm not complicit. Anyway, what?
As some of your fellow PhD students and some of the professors, do you all sort of look forward to dying? Because then you are late, like you're the ultimate late.
I think I could speak for all of us when I say, don't we all look forward to dying?
Question number 7. In what year was the first can of Red Bull sold? In what year was the first can of Red Bull sold?
And that was when it all went wrong.
This is hard because they were releasing it for free for a few years. But when they started monetizing it, I can't say.
Oh, wow. They were releasing it for free?
Yeah.
At train stations and shopping centres.
Yeah, it's what like drug dealers do.
The first one's free. Yeah. And then the second one is for pro skaters who really need to be on for an endorsement.
I wonder if Red Bull gives you wings. I know that in my soul. I know that.
Yes.
And
you already have wings.
I do have the wings.
They're sort of fishy wings.
Yeah.
They're sort of more like webbed bones is how I describe them.
Thank you.
Wait,
so
I'm sitting at an angle where I can't. I'm directly.
Oh, here
oh
you
my go. God.
Yeah, sorry.
They're quite sleek, actually.
Thank they're you really, so it's much.
Incredible.
Thank you. They're by Calvin Klein. And
oh.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, I remember in 2007, I had my first can of V and I found it to be quite upsetting.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And I wonder at the time if I would have had a Red Bull if they were out, or I mean, maybe they were out for a long time before that. I don't know. I'm not
when,
an energy.
When
thing.
Did you first do your first Jaeger bomb? Because that was
I've
thing,
never
right?
done like, a Jaeger bomb.
Oh my God. God, let's get around.
I don't want this. I don't want this.
That's surprising because it is quite swampy.
Yeah.
The Jaeger
bomb. It's a swamp.
Sort of create your own swamp.
Yeah.
When you
it's a confluence of, it's like an estuary at least, or like mangrove vibes, you know? Yeah. Like that's quite.
Yeah. I have a complicated relationship with mangrove vibes. I got caught once. You know, they will interfere with the structural integrity. I couldn't get out and my wings. Yeah. So I had to get Calvin to make me new ones.
Calvin himself.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in the swamp, does he?
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. In the summer. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. In the summer.
So it really is like it's a holiday place, the swamp. Oh,
yeah. Right. It's the Hamptons.
I was going to say, have you ever heard of the Hamptons?
Yeah.
That's it. Mm. That's where it is.
Reclusive fashion designer in a two-story house running into Ina Garten.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's fabulous. She'll die any day now, I'm sure, and then I'll be able to read up on her.
Study her.
But in what year was the first can of Red Bull sold?
I can't imagine V coming out before Red Bull.
Because 1846.
They feel like the template.
Has to be 1846 for an energy drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like energy drinks are very like military experiment where they were pioneering ways to sort of keep soldiers up all night. So it's maybe like tethered to an iconic, maybe like the Gulf War, like 90...
I was
like
thinking like maybe
or
like,
something?
Yes, I think that's a good year. Yeah.
1996?
Like, yeah, it would have come here a bit later as well. So like,
yeah, for sure.
By the time
well,
I
Australia,
was doing Jaeger bombs.
Iconic late country, you know.
Yeah.
Getting everything at least 10 years late. And actually Perth specifically, even within that context. It's amazing.
They only just got COVID there. So
I know.
Yeah.
And they still 96. Care about the wombats. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I'm trying to put 1996.
Yeah, let's go 96.
We have swamp
feel
bats,
good.
Which are similar.
Question number 8. What is the rarest color of M&Ms?
Oh.
What is the rarest color of M&Ms?
Oh, yeah, because they release like a whole bunch of new colors.
Mm.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, like, you know, there's the normal ones. And then there's like white and
no
imagine
other
that
colors
meeting,
I can think
where they're just sitting around like, what can we do?
Yeah.
More colors?
Yeah.
Inspiring.
I actually think it's very progressive.
Ivory white this time.
Yeah.
Ivory, put sneakers on the woman and make
yeah,
white.
I can eat ivory white, yeah.
Because I was watching the West Wing this year. I only just found out about it. But and they do have those ones with like the...
Its reputation died.
Absolutely. I can't wait to start House of Cards. I heard that it's a real, like a good thing to watch after the West Wing as well.
Yeah,
and,
it ends really well as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The whole season wraps up real good.
Yeah, because I just watched The Usual Suspects. I just found out about it. And that twist, iconic.
Yes.
And what a cast.
And what a cast. I just am. Anyway, if someone wants to jump in. But in the West Wing, they had those M&Ms with like the president's seal on them, you know? Like, is it like seal colored?
Oh, so silver. Like
brown?
Oh, yeah.
Seal colored.
Oh, not the...
like, yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. So
that's
brown.
Where I went with that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Not like Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Could it be green? I feel like it's white.
Yeah.
Let's go white.
Don't put white.
Let's do it.
Although all of the letters on every M&M are white. Is this a trick?
That's true.
No,
because
I don't think it's a trick.
You'd be able to read the M on a white M&M.
Maybe they made the letter black.
Well, aren't you a fucking genius?
Question number 9. Wait, anyone else jump in on that? A fleur-de-lis symbolizes a lily, and what other type of flower? A fleur-de-lis? Is that fleur-de-lis?
Asparagus.
Fleur-de-lis. Oh, well, I guess that's what this is, and I've just left the S off.
Oh,
fleur-de-lis.
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Symbolizes a lily, and what other type of flower?
Well, because
green sleeves.
Oh.
That's a different song.
It's the ice cream song, right?
Green Sleeves is the ice cream song.
You have a fabulous... Did you you ever compete in the Swamp Battle of the Bands? Gorgeous.
Yeah, I did Battle of the Bands. Yeah, I used to be in Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba. I mean,
I wrote it. You knew all the drinks in the song.
I knew. Yeah. That's because I remember I had to drink them, and then I would drink them, and I would write them down, and I would just go for it.
Is Greensleeves like a swamp song as well? Because it's got green in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is a swamp song. We have that. We have a Party in the USA.
So the swamp is in the United States of America.
Obvious connection.
Yeah. And so we have Party in the USA. We have Greensleeves. And we have Chumbawamba Tub Thumpin', which I was in. But then we split.
All connected by this one swamp?
Yeah, we're all connected by the one swamp, and that's what I've been saying this whole time.
For we are one swamp, and for all the swamps on earth, we're damp.
Yeah.
What was the question?
A fleur-de-lis symbolizes a lily, and what other type of flower?
Because I have recently been playing the Da Vinci Code game on my original Xbox console. It's great. Just discovered it. Real game. And so the fleur-de-lis comes up a lot, I think, as a symbol for the Knights of Templar.
Ooh.
And I can visualize it so clearly, but that's not helpful right now.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, that was so good. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Because everything you've brought up has been helpful
Yeah, I've told you about my time in Chumbawamba. I told you about my time in the swamp. I don't know why you're being so mean to me.
Well, lilies grow in swamps.
You gonna be the lily?
Well, that's the first one.
Okay, what's going to be the lily? One,
so maybe it symbolizes a lily and another lily.
So that actually was the right answer.
Two lilies.
Do you want to put another lily?
Yeah. Just another lily. I reckon trick question.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, Swamp Sally.
Question 10, final question.
Sorry, Kara, before this last question, I just got to ask. Sorry.
Yeah,
and
what?
Forgive me if this came up before I arrived here. Do you know Mustang Sally?
Okay.
Friend or foe? Here we go.
Listen, we were friends.
Right.
And that is all I'll say.
Does she know what she did?
No. She has a terrible drinking problem and she will not remember it. No.
Wait, so you've just ghosted her. No explanation. No way for her to make amends.
Sometimes you cannot help people until they're willing to get their own help.
But she doesn't know what to be willing to do.
No, well, I say, Sally, why don't you not drink tonight? And she'll say, no, I want to have a party in the USA. And I'll say, Sally, now, baby.
Yeah.
Don't pick up that whiskey drink.
Yeah, don't pick up that cider drink, that lager drink, that vodka drink, Sally. All she wants to do ultimately is ride around. And that is all I'll say. We just have different interests. Ride around, Sally. You know, ride, Sally, ride.
Wow.
Whereas you want to stop, set up a house.
I want to style it. Yeah. I want to get it appraised.
You know the words. I mean, it's your business.
Don't look for eye contact from any of us to get confirmation on a realty term.
I love how we all went, we don't know.
I can't afford a house. I'm 26. I'm never going to own a property.
Are you 26?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're the same age.
Question 10. How many dimples are there on a golf ball? Question 10. How many dimples are there on a golf ball?
So many.
You know, heaps, right?
There's so I never many. Thought about it, but that is the perfect word for those little things.
Yeah. Dimples.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you're going to be much help for this question. Yeah. How many dimples are there on a golf ball? Do we reckon it's like, I mean, it's like more than 10.
It's so many.
You know, it's like, it's more than, you can't sort of see them.
No, you can't. Like, you can't ever see them all. I don't even know how you'd count them.
I think it's like 50.
You reckon 50?
Yeah.
Mm. You sound really confident, Swamp Sally. Are you a golfer as well?
I'm a golfer.
Wow.
I bet you are. Mm. I bet you've got some property on the links that you've been moving.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's a few golf balls in the swamp, so you would have seen quite a few of
them,
I feel.
Constantly are getting golf balls in the swamp. And I say, give them to me, boys. I'm making a project.
So I can count all the dimples just to make sure.
That is the project. And I love it. I love it. Yeah.
You want to put 50? I mean, it feels like a random choice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But do you say I guess or I don't care?
No.
I mean, both can be true.
No, but it's so hard. I just feel like, look, Swamp Sally seems really confident. And PhD student, I feel, just Sandy. Discovered what a dimple is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with her.
A bit late.
Yeah. I was late to that one. Yeah.
Okay.
What about?
I'll put 50. That's 10 questions. How do we feel we did this?
Woohoo! Look, I feel very well supported by the Brains Trust. I feel the questions might have just got us today. So it's not us, it's the questions.
The classic quiz.
Yeah.
Classic quiz.
It's like that saying, a great question answerer always blames his questions.
It's the question.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Question number one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Was which country's current capital is an anagram of its former capital? You said Japan, Kyoto, and Tokyo, and the answer is Japan.
Oh, yay! Oh, we got one.
I think that is amazing. See, I understood that question to be which country took like its capital city and then changed the name for fun with the same letters. And I was like, who would do that? And then you said Kyoto and Tokyo. And I was like, oh yeah, that's, I have the same brain as you and we're the same.
Well, it's because you're both smart. Question two was, what chocolate bar was named after the founding family's favorite horse? You said Chomp, but it's Snickers.
Oh! We didn't even think of that one.
It's such a horse name as well.
Yeah, get
I don't know.
Nuts.
All the horses I know are called Chomp.
Where the phrase chomping at the bit
classic
comes from.
Classic misdirection.
I only just thought of that as well.
A well-known meme of Gordon Ramsay and Julie Chen features the phrase idiot sandwich.
Yes!
The African country whose name is derived from a non-English word for prawn is Cameroon.
Oh.
And it comes from Portuguese. In Chumbawamba's 1997 classic Tub Thumping, the four types of drinks are a whiskey drink, a vodka drink, a lager drink, and a cider drink.
Come on,
yes, go team.
Fabulous.
Bringing you up to three in NBA. Fabulous
okay,
indeed.
Give it a little bit less of a judgy tone.
In NBA, the silhouette of the logo features Jerry West.
That's what I said. Ooh, I said that.
He wasn't in Space Jam. How are we supposed to know that?
How far have we even been to space?
And if he was, and he wasn't even in the sequel to Space Jam.
The first can of Red Bull was sold 9 years earlier than 1996 in 1987.
Oh,
wow. That is early.
The rarest color of M&Ms is brown.
What?
Not white.
What?
Oh, I love the brown ones.
A fleur-de-lis symbolizes young. A lily and what other type of flower? You said another lily.
Yeah. Come on.
In hindsight, we should have done look, a guess. Look,
in hindsight,
no,
that,
I don't,
that
like
really
violet or something.
I don't think I still flower. Feel confident.
But the answer was iris.
We wouldn't have got that.
We
that's
never
anyway.
Would have got that.
Nah.
And on a golf ball, you'll find 336 dimples. Almost seven times more than the 50 that you said, giving you 3 out of 10.
Look, we did what we could. We did what we could. 336.
Yeah. You were quite confident, really. Like, this is an educated guess.
I have a PhD.
Oh, well. But Swamp Sally, thank you so much for trying.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I try it.
Yeah.
Look, smart, smart, smart is the question.
Smart, smart, smart.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
I'm not sure you contributed to any. Oh, no, whiskey, like, you know, what we've learned is your familiarity with Chumbawamba. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of as an intervention AA.
For my Mustang friend Mustang Sally. Yeah. My poor friend Sally, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Have you made any sales lately in the swamp?
Oh, no.
No? No one in the property market?
No, no. It's a bad time for property.
Oh.
Property. Oh.
Has anyone been looking at property?
Oh, yeah. Michelle Brazier's been looking in the property market.
She just couldn't afford it in the end.
She could not afford it because she hasn't sold all the tickets to her little shows. And I said, Michelle, if you sell out those Comedy Republic shows, I've got a condo for you and I'm going to keep it off market because I think you're going to sell it out, kid. And she said, oh, I don't know. You know, it's a different time with COVID and everything. And I said, come on. Come on, kid, you can do it. And so really looking forward to her selling those out. And
well, she's actually just done those shows.
Oh, no. Well, in
wait,
that
that's
case,
fantastic. I need to study you.
In that case, when she, that's, I can't wait.
So Edinburgh must contribute to the bottom line
it's
as well.
Edinburgh that she was, I was talking about. Edinburgh.
Because you get a lot of international listeners to this podcast, don't you?
We do, actually. In the UK,
Edinburgh.
Quite a lot of listeners.
Edinburgh. Now it appears.
That's all it takes. Well, thank you, Swamp Sally, for being here. And Sandy DeLay, thank you so much for being here for most of the pod.
Thank you so much for after it started telling me when to be here correctly.
Yeah.
It was a real pleasure,
yeah.
And I really found myself through that scheduling mishap.
Yeah. Which you must have loved, because it gave you the opportunity to be late.
Absolutely. In this, you know, life, there's nothing ever truly bad as long as you turn trauma kind of in content, you know. Some of my favorite comics in Melbourne are sort of doing that, like with like muscular dystrophy or whatever. And so it's sort of
Who are some of those comics that you
know? Alistair Baldwin, mm-hmm. I think is someone.
He's fantastic. I caught him live many times.
Always on time.
Always on time.
Unless he's given a bum steer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And not in a good way. But
well, sometimes he gets given a bum steer and he still makes it on time.
As long as you're not early in that situation, then I think it's okay.
No, that's too humiliating.
No. Well, he's a fabulous case study in lateness because he actually, you know, a lot of young men suffer from premature ejaculation, but he's actually one of the few people who will come hours after sex is over.
On the train, on the way home. I've seen that. I have seen that.
Actually,
during the comedy
festival. It often happens at the worst possible times.
Yeah.
And then he also, I imagine, will be late registering for Melbourne Fringe, which I think is later this year, and probably doing a remount of his comedy festival show Everest.
I'm almost certain those registrations close maybe today.
I'm certain that he will be late to it, but again, he sort of can just say some sob story about having dystrophy or whatever, and then it's fine. For sure.
And is there anywhere that people can, like, that you can track whether he makes it on time or whether they allow his application to be in Melbourne Fringe in the meantime?
Yeah, I mean, he's on Twitter and Instagram, Baldwin Alistair, you know.
Second name, last name.
Yeah, second name, last.
Dewey Decimal vibes.
Right.
There is a fucking landscape gardener, whatever. I'm such an empath. I'm so furious whenever I think about it. Anyway.
Well, Sandy DeLay, thank you very much for being here. And Sasha Pereira, congratulations. 3 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. 336. I'll never forget the number.
Never going to forget that.
It's so far away.
Next time
from
you're playing golf, think about how many dimples I'm hitting so far away from here.
Human rights lawyer, a PhD. a doctor, and then whatever you were.
I am a woman of
smart swamp Sally.
Sales. Yes. I'm a woman in sales.
Where can people follow you online?
Check Instagram at Sashbums. Yes. Follow me as I start counting dimples on golf balls. I reckon I'm going to try to do it.
Terrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is Wax Quiz. That is Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week.
Keep it in.
I'm going to cut it out.
No, keep it in. We've made a joke out of it. Your rules.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.